Hello, everyone, and welcome to Season 2 of Meeting of the Minds podcast. I am Rosalind George, a.k.a. Roz, a.k.a. Zola Kincaid. I am coming to you today from Dallas, Texas. However, I am from the 504, the Boot, New Orleans, Louisiana. I am so grateful and I'm so thankful for this opportunity and this platform that God has allowed me to create. It is a powerful platform because you guys have made it powerful. Season 1 did very well. And I am thankful for your emails, your sharing, your intellectual conversations in regards to those subject matters. It certainly matters in this day and time. And the goal for me and my intentions is to be clear, concise, and to empower you to make better decisions, to know that you have the power to choose, and to correct bad behavior if you have that going on in your life. It's all love. It's all love. And last season I did end it off and I said that we were going to do some things a little bit differently, and we will, because we will dive into subject matters that's very sensitive, things that we don't like to talk about, things that makes us a little bit uncomfortable. However, I'm trying to do that in love, in truth, and through experience and wisdom, because the one thing that I have learned, and my mother said this to me when I was a child, she said experience is the best teacher. Today, I don't believe that. Experience is not the best teacher because everybody is not strong enough to bounce back. And I need everybody to know that and remember that. Some people fall by the wayside. Some people don't recover. Some people, oh my God, get swallowed up whole. And I have a passion to bring certain things to the forefront, because at the end of the day, I don't ever want you to say, oh God, I didn't know. Because you're going to know and you're going to get to choose. And with that being said, I want to talk about ministry. Most people think that ministry has a particular way of doing things. Ministry could be on the pulpit. Ministry could be at the podium. Ministry could be at the water cooler, the grocery store. Ministry can be anywhere, because we're all disciples in our own right. And that's just facts. I don't have time to break that down to you, but in your spare time, please research and study what being a disciple means. And good ministry, what I've learned, exposes a level of you. And that's why it is vitally important to do the internal work. Because when you do the internal work, you have no qualms with being 100% authentic with you and other people. So without further ado, let's keep it moving, because you know I like to hit it and quit it. Episode 1 here is we're going to talk about blended families, because I've been personally touched because I come from a blended family. I am the baby of 10. I have 5 siblings from my mother's side and I have 5 siblings from my father's side. And rest in peace, my brother just passed a few months ago. And I will say that we finally made peace with each other. And that's a whole other conversation, and we will have that this season. It's powerful, guys. Extremely powerful. And it is saddening for me because adults make choices to do things, to say things, to keep things hidden, but they don't suffer for it. The children does. And we experience the disconnect, and we find ourselves grappling with establishing healthy relationships with each other. Most times, the adults who created the dissension normally go ahead on home and be with the Lord and leave the family broken, full of questions, not being clear. It's just a sad thing to do to people that you say you love. I don't have any respect for it. I have heard people say that they're going to go to the grave with their secrets. They'll never tell the truth. And I asked, how can you live with yourself knowing that you know the truth about some things and you won't disclose it because you're trying to save face and save your pride, egotistical, don't want it to touch you? Let me tell you something. In 2007, I thank God for my niece, Dr. Saquilla Carter. This journey did not start with my father's side of the family until 2007, when she was bold enough to call or come. She had come to my mother's home with my other niece and my sister, and you know, my family, my other family was there. And she asked my mother to call and have me come by. She beckoned for me. She petitioned for me. And when I got there, unbeknownst to me, she asked my dad, was I his child? And I didn't know that. I didn't know that my paternity was in question. But it was. And once they got clear, she said, listen, y'all heard what he said? We're going to leave that alone. But, you know, I couldn't leave that alone because now I want to know. You know, I'm a seeker of information. I need to know. So it has been said that I wasn't his child. And, you know, the adults in that situation play both hands against the middle, you know, because women are catty and women don't understand. They, you know, do things without thinking. And that's what I'm trying to get or convey, that women raise children and men provide. A mother is the most powerful creature on the planet. And she could either utilize her power to make that thing beautiful or make that thing ugly. If you haven't listened to season one, go back. In order to be clear about season two, you got to go back and review season one, because I talked about power and power being in the hands of a fool. Mm-hmm. Everybody, the demise is going to happen. And it did happen. And it was unfortunate that now today that we're grappling in our relationships, not so much today, but in 2007, we did. And I think it wasn't fair. It wasn't fair to us, because at the end of the day, we needed each other. Well, we all need each other. And that's why I'm talking about this, because we do this constantly on a daily basis because we can't get out of our own way. These children did not ask to come here. That was the choices of the adults involved. And you don't get to keep these kids away from each other because you have an issue and or issues with the people involved, the mothers involved. As a grown woman today, I could not imagine doing some of the foolery that I saw going on in my era. But it's happening. It is happening today at alarming rates. Let me just be clear. And we suffer from it. But I will say this. Even though our relationships were delayed, they were not denied. But we endured some stuff at the hands of the people that we trusted the most, that said that they loved us the most, and kept secrets and lies and the foolery going so long. And they got out of here and checked out of here. They can't even see what's happening today. We get to see it, but they don't. And it's sad to me. And I want everybody under the sound of my voice to know you have a moral obligation. You have a moral responsibility as a card-carrying adult to ensure that your children and their siblings, whether they come from you or somebody else, you don't get to keep them from their family because of you and your manipulation and your, man, y'all just don't know how passionate this is for me because we didn't get the opportunity. We're getting it today. But do you know the time that was wasted and we don't have time for time? We have children. We have nieces and nephews. We have people that will never, ever have a relationship with their families because of generations before us and the seeds that they planted. We got to do better, y'all. We have to do better. And I'm just saying, it's passionate for me because I've gone through it. I know what it was like to be the outcast on my mother's side. I know what it felt like to be the outcast on my father's side. So I never quite knew where I belonged, which created some other stuff in me. And that's why I'm telling you, go back to season one. When I tell you, when you do and start doing the internal work and pulling back the layers, like the onion peel, and you get to see all of that underneath that. Oh my God. It was a powerful thing for me when I did the work. And I'm telling you today, it has set me free. Because today I know who I am in every essence of my being. And I miss my dad. And I wish he was here so that he can see us doing the work. I love my family. I love y'all for real, for real. And thank you for doing the work. It is definitely necessary and it is definitely vital today. Y'all rock. And in my closing, we will learn two ways, by wisdom or by woe, and you get to choose. Take care of yourselves and take care of others. I love you. I'm excited about season 2, guys. Talk soon.